Well, joining me now here at ATU Letterkenny is editor of the Donegal News, Diarmaid Doherty. Good morning, Diarmaid.
Good morning, Cian.
Now, those voices that we've heard through the programme, housing, MICA, immigration, pressure on services, it's what people were thinking about when I was talking to them about the key issues in the election. How are you reading it?
Yeah, they paint a picture, don't they, of how people are feeling up here in the lead-in to the local elections. And those issues that were mentioned, housing, you know, those seeking international protection, the effect of concrete blocks, they're probably all intertwined, aren't they? Because one has a knock-on effect on the other. And that seems to be the feeling that came across in that vox pop.
The pressure on services, you've seen it at local ETB meetings.
Yeah, I covered the Donegal ETB meeting recently, and the debate about the Ukrainians came up during the meeting. And it was interesting because Dr. Martin Gormley, who's the director of schools at Donegal ETB, he was very keen to praise the efforts of the teachers, of the staff in schools and the SNAs, for the efforts they put in to welcome the Ukrainians into their school environment. But he also pointed out, like, they've taken enough and they're almost at breaking point that they can't take any more, which is very interesting.
Well, let's tease this out a little bit more with local GP, coroner and president of the IMO, Dr. Dennis McCauley. Good morning. Thanks for joining us, Dennis.
Good morning, Cian.
Health is really part of the conversation here, and a talking point certainly going around the county is people getting access to GP services, and they're pointing the finger at the rising number of immigrants. So what's your view on this situation?
I think it's sad that is the reasoning that they're putting for the issue. I think it is maybe a little bit of dog whistling, to be honest. I think that there is an issue with health in Ireland generally. I think that there's an issue with simple things like beds. There aren't enough beds in Letterkenny Hospital.
Well, fair enough, but the GP services is certainly an issue from going around talking to people in the county. And as Diarmaid was saying, there are pressures on educational services. So are there pressures too?
Oh, indeed. Our list in our practice has been closed for many years, even predating COVID. The demand on our services greatly exceeds our ability to actually do that. But the thing is that the issue is that there are always going to be, any additional issue is always a problem. Now, for instance, during the summer, an awful lot of actual holidaymakers come from Northern Ireland to holiday here. That increases the workload that we have. But I don't hear people talking about stopping people crossing the border to actually do that.
But Donegal has taken in nearly 6,000 Ukrainian refugees and international protection seekers. It's one of the counties that has taken in the most in Ireland. So are you saying it's not having an impact?
Of course, the issue is that we have a poorly resourced system, and any additional issue is going to do that. But to actually focus in on one particular item is, in my view, disrespectful to the amount of our health services in Donegal are being run by people who have come from outside Ireland. All over the hospital, the vast majority of people in the hospital come from outside Ireland. The vast majority of people who are criticising the issue with immigrants coming in, if they go to the hospital, they go to a nursing home, the vast majority of those people will be looked after by people from another country. And I think they have to crystallise it into one item is inappropriate and I think wrong.
Well, health is an issue, as we've been talking about briefly. Letterkenny Hospital, it's a talking point in this election too. Why?
It is similar to Limerick in that our emergency department is too small, and we haven't enough beds in the hospital. So most of the time in Letterkenny today, I was speaking to the doctors this morning as I was coming in, and most of the beds are taken up in the emergency department with people trying to get into the hospital. So therefore, there isn't the ability to look after the needs of the people of Letterkenny because of infrastructural issues.
There are 49 additional beds being delivered at the hospital, according to local minister Charlie McConnellogue.
I think 49 is, I think any additional beds is fine. I think at the present moment, an awful lot of money has been spent sending people from Donegal to Northern Ireland to get their health care. I would rather that money being spent in Letterkenny, giving another 49 beds.
Well, also here with us in Letterkenny is Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce. Tony, as I've travelled around the county, business owners like Gareth Britton in Donegal Town was talking about rising costs in his business. Others like Anne Conaghy in Killybegs accepted that government is putting in supports for retail and hospitality. Others were talking about roads, infrastructure, parking. But what's the key issue for the Chamber of Commerce here in this local election?
Thank you. I suppose when we survey our members, infrastructure is always really high. Really, it's always been there. We have a deficit over 25 years in this part of the world. But what has moved in on top of that now is housing. And a lot of that's coming from our larger employers who are trying to recruit worldwide. They need skills, and we're at full employment in Ireland, remember. So when they go off to look for people, they nearly get them, and then there's nowhere for them to live because of the lack of housing. Now, MICA exacerbates that a little bit more.
Well, one woman who we heard from earlier on was talking about her son on a housing list for 9 years. That was over in the west of the county. It's an issue, housing, rents, it's an issue throughout the county, certainly as I was talking to people. What needs to happen in Letterkenny, though?
We believe that our local council needs to deliver on their housing targets.
And it has a target of 1,268 over the next 2 years.
So when we talk to them, they'll tell us they have met targets. But we don't see that on the ground. There's two sites that were bought by the council in recent years. It's going to take 5 years to get the houses built. Why? You know, in our opinion, get some oomph behind it, some enthusiasm, pace, and just get moving with it. What that does is that releases private sector housing, we hope, for other people to buy. And it just improves the resources for everyone.
It's estimated 10,000 people arrive in here to Letterkenny to work every day. 22,000 people live here. There's great employment in the town. What about the rest of the county?
Yeah, it's tough. Very rural areas. Now, there are little pockets where you see shining lights, you know, and people are getting employment. And I suppose what our council need to do, and what I suppose the economic development are doing, is trying to stimulate some of that growth in other areas, because Letterkenny services all of those areas.
Well, going back finally to Dermot Doherty, editor of the Donegal News, the local election, we've talked about the issues on the doorstep. One of them is MICA.
Mm. Yeah, and listen, that was an issue in the last local elections as well, Cian, back in 2019. But it's interesting, we didn't have any defective concrete block or 100% redress campaigner in those elections. Does that suggest that they have finally lost faith in the parties, that they feel let down by the parties? This time around, we have four running across Donegal. They are going to have an impact.
Well, 37 seats are up for grabs on Donegal County Council. 75 candidates are nominated at this point, and nominations close at 12 noon on Saturday. Dermot Doherty, editor of the Donegal News, Tony Forrester, CEO of Letterkenny Chamber of Commerce, and Dr. Dennis McCauley, thanks for joining us here in Letterkenny.